With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The sniper manhunt in the Charlie Kirk assassination in Utah has ended with the arrest of a 22-year-old man, Tyler Robinson. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the assassination suspect had grown more political.
In the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had.
Cox also said that the bullet casings discovered by investigators had several inscriptions engraved on them. One read, "Hey fascist, catch." I'm Haya Panjwani.
Speaking to reporters, Jefferson County, Colorado Sheriff spokeswoman Jackie Kelly says investigators are learning more about the 16-year-old student who authorities say fired a revolver and critically wounded two students at Evergreen High School on Wednesday.
Based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect is that there's some, he was radicalized by some extremist network.
Kelly spoke to Denver 7. The shooter, 16-year-old Desmond Holly, was a student at Evergreen High School. No motive for the shooting, though, has been identified. President Trump threatening to send the National Guard to Portland, Oregon to quell protests. There have been nightly protests at the city's U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building since June. The president deployed the National Guard to Los Angeles over the summer, and there was an effort to end rampant crime in Washington, D.C. also. Authorities are investigating a false report of an active shooter at the U.S. Naval Academy. That led to one person being injured at the Maryland Military College. It happened on Thursday. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed, the Dow dropping 182 points. The NASDAQ composite is ahead 93. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Vermont.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Vermont Principals Association cannot ban a Christian school from sports participation because its girls' teams refuse to play against schools that have boys on their squad. Mid-Vermont Christian School was kicked out of the VPA after the girls' basketball team opted to forfeit a game against Long Trail School in 2023. The court says the VPA was hostile to the Christian school's religious view. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has reversed previous court rulings that found a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found that Houston County's policy did not violate the civil rights of the male officer. And the decision relies heavily on a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that upheld Tennessee's ban on sex change operations for children. This is SRN News. Six black colleges received threats of or potential threats on Thursday, prompting lockdowns and class cancellations.
Southern University in Louisiana, Alabama State University, Clark Atlanta University in Georgia, Virginia State University, Hampton University in Virginia, and Bethune-Cookman University in Florida all reported threats. Although initial threats have been investigated and the lockdowns lifted, some schools did opt to call off classes and in many cases send students home. The abundance of caution coming one day following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Jason Walker reporting.
High school and college educators say that student use of artificial intelligence has become so widespread they need to rethink how to assign and assess students now. Many teachers have shifted to all writing to the classroom. More on these stories at srnnews.com.